One cup at a time. A very good evening to all of you listeners from across South Sudan, and welcome to another special episode of our William Royesh Chai Talk of the Community Conversation Show. And of course, your space for honest conversations about the challenges and opportunities facing our communities in South Sudan. My name is Moyo Jacob Felix.
And I am Viola Elias.
Guess what? Tonight, we confront an issue that goes to the heart of survival, and that is dignity in our country. And now, you know, for decades, South Sudan has depended heavily, not just slightly, very heavily on foreign and humanitarian aid. And so food distributions, medical support, talk about shelters, talk about emergency relief, and all have actually sustained millions of people through years of conflict, displacement, and also hardship. But on this edition of the show, we ask a critical question. How can communities in South Sudan cope when foreign assistance is no longer available? And what does self-reliance look like at the grassroots level?
Right, indeed, Moyo, across South Sudan continue to feel the impact of conflict. Many families have lived through repeated displacement due to cattle raids, revenge attacks, and armed clashes. Child abduction is also part of it, or political violence. For many years, humanitarian assistance became the safety net. But now, with global funding shrinking, food ratio cuts, and also many programs reduce or rather close, the reality is changing very quickly. Aid is no longer guaranteed. So the big question are, what must communities do for themselves? What does self-reliance look like after decades of depending on relief?
Yeah, exactly, Viola. You know, in many places, where conflict has actually happened, so this same conflict has prevented communities from farming their lands, and it is raising their livestock severely, or building sustainable livelihoods has been very difficult for most of these communities. So instead of producing their own food, many have actually waited for trucks, planes, or even boats carrying their relief. But now, South Sudanese communities, from cattle camps to farming villages, must begin taking control of their own recovery. And so, to help us unpack this, we'll be expecting a guest to be joining us online, but that'll be shortly after a couple of times.
All right, welcome to the Community Conversation Show, a Chai Talk, Wale Shai, Wanasata Shirap Shai, Fi Radio Miraya. And also, thank you for joining us tonight. Let us go for a short break, and when we return, we dive into tonight's discussion.
101 FM. About the nation, across the nation. Radio Miraya.
Sabi keni saki, midunu swani, ashanta. majagali Urujal ketir hasabi keni saki Midun swani ashanta majagali Shela, shela bika be million al Bebika musibalena Shela bika be million al Udebika musibalena Nina mumkina hiba kunya banat Anina mumkina hiba kumya banat Lakin pensa waja mafi Kanita kundariza waja Kali ahal kumneki sutaman kumshuweya Zama ninkilizi baba zawe Mama undeka kulu Beka kundifi kola
Well, a very good evening to all of you listening to 101 with Yomirwaya, particularly Chai Talks of the Community Conversions show on this particular day. And welcome back from the break. As we dive into our discussion, our focus is actually very clear. How are communities coping in the absence of foreign assistance? So how can they build self-reliance after years of dependence on humanitarian aid or foreign aid?
Right, that is true. For decades, South Sudan have, you know, majority of South Sudanese have been depending on humanitarian aid, specifically in the conflict-affected areas.
Yes.
And right now, it is time for South Sudanese to, you know, stand alone, be resilient. And
why?
Because
why now?
Now that there is no foreign aid coming with this funding all over. You know, everyone is really crying with this
but,
funding issue.
But people used to depend on WFP, particularly for food assistance.
Yes.
Like we said earlier on, we depend on the truck that
ratio,
is carrying food.
Yeah, the food ratio has been
planes,
reduced or cut
motorboats.
In some places as well. So it's a bit challenging. And this discussion today, we would like to find out from our own South Sudanese, what are the coping mechanisms right now that the funding, there's funding issues all over.
Yes.
Yes.
I would actually love to hear experiences of the people with the relief aid and how they transition from depending on this relief aid now to depending on themselves.
Naam, musabenta radio miraya fikuli makana lil asaf kan bikuninda na guest fi studio lakini due to some situation beyond our control he could not make it right now. It's 25 minutes past the hour of 7 and today we are really discussing a very important topic like moyogal anagonusu ana humanitarian assistant wala anagonusu ana musaadat alinsania almasalan giwadi le junubi في محلات المتأثر بمشاكل. So alela deba inda na guest fi studio wa itu mustamin bitana takumia guest anna kedaruf hasi biga musaadata linsania de mafi wale fi mahalat tanin ratio alta akil kangu wadi nagisu nagisu biga godi
haba fi mahalat nagisu fi mahalat tanin biga mavi takulukulu
kef itakumbag der geni budun musaadata linsania fi mahalat del.
Aha. So one thing I think we will have to be understanding first is what actually made people to depend on this foreign aid or humanitarian aid. Like we mentioned earlier on that conflict is one thing, because when there is conflict, people don't have time or the opportunity to cultivate or to rear or graze their animals safely. And so by doing that, I mean, when that is not available, people go hungry when time comes. And that's why there was need actually for humanitarian aid. But now, because of the shrinking funding, and it is reduced in several places. How are you now coping up without this foreign aid?
Exactly. You can be part of this conversation. Wana derinas maminak fargambi tana 0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06-789-0901-9-06 arba wahid kadin na shilo awal mukalama bitana radio miraya good evening
good evening radio miraya
hello moya jacob
yes
you are connected now with peter mulan from Prince County of Arab State
it's peter
Topic is very interesting, brother. I would like to tell all the youth across the country to leave the rubber killing and land disputing and cattle migration. Why the reason I say so? In our community, children and pregnant women or women generally, they're suffering a lot due to our conflict, due to our misunderstanding, not to rein away from problem. mm-hmm. anywhere at any time. Two, I would like to tell the government of South Sudan to support the healthy sector, because healthy sector is a priority, including education. Because children, pregnant women, they are really suffering also because of malnutrition and due to lack of blood, and also due to mismanagement in the facility.
Yes. You just talked about children are suffering, women are suffering. Let us know, how can communities, cope, in the absence of foreign assistance, how can community, cope with this situation, and how can they build self-reliance after years of dependence?
That is good, sister, because we South Sudanese, we are really independent, and we don't like to work properly or to help each other, so that we have enough support to our vulnerable people. So many people are relying on Joe to his understanding, say that we don't like to work, we don't like to go and help each other. So we think that the supporting NGOs are on the ground, but now currently, situation is not in place.
Right.
So I would like.
Thank you so much for your contribution. Let us speak another caller. Radio Miraya, good evening. Radio Miraya? Yes, Radio Miraya. Misah al khair. Maana mno dare mewena. Shabaka bita kapsho ya. Teresa min...
Teresa takadigu minuene.
Hawul tisil mara tani Teresa shabaka bita kma kwees. Radio Miraya, good evening.
Biola, yes, and Moi Jacob.
Yes, good evening.
How are you?
Well, we are okay. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Yes.
You are speaking about Rumbek.
Yes, my boy.
Thank you for bringing this topic to be discussed. Actually, the situation in the country cannot be handled by outside countries unless we handle it by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when we were in the war, people had no salaries, and we really coped up with the life. The same principle we used last time, the same principle that we can use now. Now, the foreign aid has been cut, and some others have been reduced to the level that we can come again. So for our country, we have enough things in the country here. We have oil, minerals in the country. So now, what I can say is our government should really do something to support the need of our people here. For example, for the health sector and education, there should be a percent that can be given to those departments, because we cannot rely on this. So we have our own solution.
All right, Mabor. Our network seemed to be unfair there with us. William Roy, good evening.
Yes, Moha Jacob, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. You are there, yes?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Ahmad Awad Melki calling from Braya.
Yes, Awad.
Hi, Albarnawi.
We lost him. We lost a couple of you. I don't know if we have stability now on the talk, but be able to try again as we get to more of these interactive conversations on how communities are coping up that foreign aid. Radio Miraya.
Hello?
Yes.
Teresa,
Marhab Maratani.
Nama, Teresa, Fadal Tawali, Zaman Tawil.
I said,
Shukrana Teresa le mushara kabitak. Radio Miraya, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, I'm Moi.
Yeah, who is with us and where are you reaching us from?
This is Senator Majak from Malakal.
Majak from Malakal. So how, are you a beneficiary of foreign aid?
Not at all.
You did not chop, you did not chop from WFP before. You did not chop, food from WFP. Or you never benefited from education provided by humanitarian agencies or health services as well.
Yeah, maybe, because WFP has been here for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I have benefited in another way.
Indirectly.
Not directly or indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And,
no.
Yes.
You talk about the mechanisms, what we can help ourselves as South Sudanese.
Mm.
There are so many mechanisms, many ways for us to help ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
If we can, our land is like, it is land which is reserved or something in the future. I don't know. The land we
People
have.
Don't want to use it?
We don't want to use it. We need to invest in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
The government should have, in every state, should have a big scheme for agriculture.
For the government?
For the government. And then even this campaign of telling the citizens that you cultivate.
You farm.
Small farm, that cannot help them. But the government actually can have very big schemes.
Mm.
Every state, there is enough land that the government can invest in agriculture for years. And also the factories, there should be factories that to produce our local produce here. Like now we are defending like the 6 truck of maize that have been returned by the South Sudan National Bureau of Standards. This is because they are not the bad goods are being transported to our country because they know. Well, that we don't have our own food.
Because we are not a producing state.
Yes, we are not producing our own.
Mm.
So we should really think of ourselves instead of relying on these foreign aid.
Nah.
So the major thing is actual agriculture that I talk about, and also we should have, the industries, the factories actually that can produce most of the food items that need to be eaten here.
All right.
In the country.
All right.
We cannot always rely on this foreign aid, and very soon they will leave the country and will be suffering.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
so much for your contribution. Radio Miraya, good evening.
Thank you very much. Moi Jacob.
Yes.
Misaha
Nur Maratuali. Munu manafikatu o darab minuen?
Mabior kuo historian sauce.
Mabior, bardo tawa min jusu min nas al akulu al gnadishin de. Min WFP, sa?
Galita jusu min nas al ligo musada al insania min WFP ya mabior koi.
La, mapi yom, pi WFP or other institutions.
Naam, sharik mana tawali.
Lion on my, ana bichakal be yet bitai.
Naam.
Lo daman daraja.
Hmm.
Indi choy dara beta na pamche fobo na dalga ful choy chrim choy banjok masada de ma bahel mikala lo tamki tsad le sabu onku gusada kul maduman tata kun minda khaja tane inta bu kun waiting for the help always but there is no solution mikala people are lying on humanitarian food because of insecurity. Kulu nak ma zaman macam mana? So ma bermaksud bermain 24 mile or 7 mile out of the town, because there is insecurity out. Even the minister of agriculture and forestry, who would go and a minister looking mind the drama, macam ala kadeh. Jangan kulu nak cakal fobo. Kalau ada the munasir, we are creating a minister. Example, for example. The word not the ra, the chub, the shackle the ra. The ra is the backbone of the nation. And the nation, for the ra, manufacturer with God payment to his own.
All right.
But now we are relying on humanitarian. The thing that's the bigger server, so the bigger move you take with the fifth date. My project is beside another Kali Machakel, but another Nazam Chief is there. There are you beside Naz. Almum, Kali Akuma, Chu Kalamde.
Shukrana, Mabior Koi, Shukran de Mushara Kabita.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, let's go to have more of your opinions. Radio Miraya.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, Shabab.
No.
Yeah, Mama Deborah.
Salam alaikum.
Na story ke.
Mama Deborah, your mother that.
My dad talk to Rikamandika Kala Dolta Juba.
Your mother that can Anna Shovu in Tiroa, Shani Saraf, I mean, World Food Program.
Oh, I don't know that. humanitarian assistant kulu chocolate South Sudan. How will that lemon chocron? Chocron lakuma betana South Sudan. Sunana chocron lemon akuma kumon, akuma ya mada zadu. Akuma lokan ma mada musadat kan ma bijapa, chocron lakuma betana South Sudan. The white. Number name chocron la musadat al kansar betana de kulu. Hajal fi, lena kulu. Bila kalas ina ya ma fikiru zaman buta musada jan bekalasu ina ma ci baskede tu mai kalam da pipi den buta na kulu ina na kulu shabata South Sudan kuma fogu na kulu fogu akuma tana kamalo kan zikiru kan bamul kamandi bol mantan besadu nas kaman the white numri ni na kulu kan na busi mushakil algamu na so diamond ashan kulu zol bumaji majara to bukurju kubamul ajer buta besadu bet Ukaman lo fichokola nazal chakalu umal buta kumak de kan maya butomun bijawa jab butomun ta chokol bijapi malo kudibol man bamul nafsu lo kumuskala na dogeni tat ubaye nubala tana bruwa kit itayenu al muskala ya de al jimuza mushakil ketir kwa izolndu galba to barao galba al chanwo dare kili huwe ya plan barao
naam mama Deborah
yes
naam hasi musaadata linsaniya de biga gatao fi mogata tanin wala fi mahalat tanin wakaman fi mahalat alguwo dide lakin resho to biga guwo di bosid junubin beamulu shunu masalan alfi mogata talgi kangili go musaadata linsaniya de ashan kef mumbagder ish budun you know supports wala musaadat minda
yes alam alina taban suna haba tikit li musaadata biga kalaji
Aye, mata kunteki fogo.
Yes, na kula mufolat, na kula mufolat mufurju. Ukaman dole nu muda munuma munukali na zabi baduna chan dole bdole beori ato. Ndarwa maljara beori abtak ma bdole baba jeta. Ndarwa pitujara ili isika.
Well, we lost Mama Deborah, but shukran jisila mermujira kataki minturit. Radio Miraya.
Alaikum salam rahman. Kif tamam?
Nahina kwesin marabek tuwale.
Bashir Ibrahim.
Mabat. Dana tuwale fi medina bitayende wilaya garbu suwaya.
Naam, fadal sharik wana tawale.
Shukran gijilin. Ana shibta almudwa. Umudwa jamil gidin. Asasen haja bugul musada ita basal de. Lakin aliyom ma mikin matala babda nanzil lakadi. Babda nanzil minisa ba lakadi misa. Ita ma takdira shantatala tamshi taasal musada. Ita baamu li shirita baani fi fadayabeti bitaka chantari fishunu Piro shargadi ya fishunu maa mikini yali baakulu Zaman matara Lakini diarini shinana junubinde Indi na mahalat katira na nagdir nistagala shanesta Sidi fogu maana asal zaatu musada Lakini anina bikala mikila re Anna badda kamale ukuma ashanumu ni kareni zamalana kere Ini sikirita shanasi maa mikini ukirugu Laanu zamani karifi pika kalasi wosuru kalasi Kalasi ezra ana mutakir kana shi jira da ma fi zuwa kamar yana bayan zuwa bi kula kuma kada addini da addini da kana bi addini da ma miki kulmayon da yana ma bi kana zuwa shi kunu gawe
na'am ita ma bi raba
kunu kasalan ita ma bi raba ne kana
na'am
bi kana bi kana zuwa bi kunu kasalan yana
yes
mu ga jama'a gidan shukran jazilan ya
thank you so much Bashir Ibrahim for your contribution Radio Miraya good evening
Yes, good evening. Yes,
your name and where are you calling us from?
We are connected with the head Zangaze from Yambio.
Zangaze from Yambio. Zangaze, you're welcome.
Thank you. I really appreciate the program that you bring for us today.
Mm-hmm.
It's really very important for us to discuss.
Very, very important.
So, yeah. We understand those days they were being helping people, especially more when it comes to displacement, whereby there is a war, so the humanitarians, they can come and help. But these days now, it is not there. So what I need to encourage my people is, let us forget about them, because they have come and show us a way whereby we can be leading ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do something with our hands so that they can help us by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And let us not be depend on them, because since they were there before, so we were doing our things with our hand, and it helped us a lot. So we have to cultivate through agriculture, even if we can get more things, we can get food and not food. But the problem is in security. This is the problem why it is affecting many people, both because so many people are interested to go and work in the garden or in the farm, but due to insecurity, so they cannot. So when you want to try to do something, so the gunshot can start this way, so people start pumping.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not good. This is why I'm appealing to the government. Let them try to address that issue so that we can work with our hands so that we bring enough food to our people to pay our children to school.
Now,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us right this moment. Radio Miraya. Radio Miraya.
Moyo Jacob, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, Viola Elias is there.
Viola Elias.
She can speak for herself. Homo, you talk guide.
Viola Elias is not around.
Yeah, Viola Elias, as I am talking to you, I am not happy at all.
Why are you not happy?
What happened?
As I am talking to you, since yesterday around 9 p.m., radio went off here up to now as I am talking to you. You hear the voice which is making here. It is just making fire. There is nothing can appear as you heard.
Where particularly?
In Izo County, yeah. Moyo Jacob, I know that you are there. Can you try to put that rope in its place?
Okay,
as you before you go off, you can also join us in the conversations. We're talking about how communities can cope up without humanitarian aid or humanitarian assistance. You know, for decades or years, our people have been so dependent on this aid or humanitarian assistance from the UN agencies and other NGOs. But now that this is going down, nowadays it's reducing. How are we coping up? How are you coping up in Ezo County there, if at all?
Okay, thank you very much for the show in this evening, Moyo Jacob. As I am talking to you, I am very annoyed. I can just appreciate the program of today that you are discussing, but I don't know how I can contribute now. I just give you time.
Thank you so much for joining us and also checking on us this evening. Let us speak another caller. Radio Miraya, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, Mr. Halkher.
Yes, Kev.
Ana tamam, ita Kev.
Ana Kev.
Naam, sharik maana fi barnami talela.
Indiana, Mosales Mukaya.
Isim taki muno?
Mosales Mukaya.
Mosales Mukaya. Mukaya Kev.
Mukaya Kev. Naam. Tamam Kev.
Naam, anna gonu salela barnamij muhim, barnamij al-kef junubin bagderi temid le nufustomun budun musaadata al-insaniya min, munazamat wale UN agencies.
We lost him.
Malaysia, ani nafagatna telephone dak, lakin if you have just tuned in, it is almost 13 minutes to the top of the hour. We are discussing a very important topic today. We are looking at how communities can cope up in the absence of foreign assistance and how they can build self-reliance after years of dependence. Radio Miraya, good evening.
Hello?
Yes.
Lisa Viola, awa.
Ana mulsunia mamara.
Yeah, to all my warning, I'll come.
Awulumbani takoro kwa lebe soa ma gidugi na tabani mgidugu.
Walaya mamara, hema na deru weri leta binu, anina gikhatit leta kumkuta tamam binu, fi khatu wahid kuli yome dninir, anabez deru wadile nusuan. Kereta arof kalamde. Kati nusuan jambo taki nabada weri lomon binu, Viola gal, fi khat wahid ogo dile nuswan
kulu fi barnami tan karar kab
karar kab fi yom ta barnami tan nuswan
ita mo it kan na nuswan red card letter
mara tuwali barnami
fi barnami
shukran shukran na wala ta de kulu al gidugu yomi ana kan gasu ma wala de gonu sala na monu sala na gi shukru na anu mon gonu so ni sala na kan der gonu so na joko bio na si David Magog na simunu
David Magog biga magiduga ima dana maarof kereke na hawe ana magas masota David
De, David gidugu benar
naam
breakfast show
ok
ana del wedi topic degi hapa ana ina maraba market ta UN ina maraba market ta mazara kele na ze wogu sakela tomonde kulu mon setin ma tan mo lim mo ro sakela fogo kulu mon si mo atenin kili kurji na sa ba ma akila ne si a se de akila di jibri ya ya kurji ba ya na le na sartana chunu chunu ya na skula ya nin na junu sudan ma ti jol al kasilan ma ti jol der gen goalkeeper la kin sakela de ya jibri na tabbe
naam
ay na copy mechanism na kulu mon forget this thing na I'm just to head the letter ita biga gisen miten UN miten gisen market kita si buta kulukulu ina kulu tor for bed kitchen garden hambla munazama deru suna sketin how to make kitchen garden near the house how to sue arakat ketira deru sumena UN ma mul haja batalu mun wedi akil da juzu na sala kulu ma mushkila lakin kina si bu kalam to munde kalas akoma kilim silahad min ida ta ulad de kuma ma biyo silahad kuma jib nena toriya ta kuruju ma bagara kilim nena taraktara ina ba kula kitena ina ma kaslanin
naam
ina ma kaslanin asira akwana kulu fi UN na fi kem wen de kulu moro ma zurup ta sakila sila kene daga tu silahad bara ina du kuruju
Tame.
Kama UN kilo mori ya semal tomo kilo mosi bina mon bai na tamu. Export lomo.
Shukran lemo shara kamitag.
All right. Thank you so much. And a few more minutes top of the hour. Let's have a few more of your contributions. Good evening, Mariah.
Hello, Mariah.
Yes. Good evening.
Evening here.
Yes. Inshallah, Kwais.
Kwais, Inshallah. You are talking with Gabriel Boal in Rumbek.
Yes, Gabriel in Rumbek.
Yeah, you brought up a very nice topic.
Mm-hmm. Let us talk.
Yeah, humanitarian assistance.
Mm-hmm. Let's discuss.
How are we going to be assisted? Even your own father, when he grows old, do you think that will provide you food?
No.
Your own father.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime they may even go, even those who are supporting us, one day they will be having their own problem and they cut everything. So we are supposed to cultivate. Especially the government is supposed to bring out all the prisoners. They have to cultivate, open big up agriculture. Why are they prison? And
We lost him.
Actually, he was making a
I wanted to ask prisoners to come and cultivate.
Yes, he was making a very important point. Let us speak another caller. Radio Miraya, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, your name and where are you calling from?
Peace Boy representing Ezo County, but now in Yambio.
Yes, Peace Boy.
I like that, representing, representing Ezo.
Peace Boy, you're welcome.
Thank you for the show this evening. But for us in Western Equatoria, my brother, but I want to add my comment about what Tram said, that the humanitarian aid catch in South Sudan, or it was in U.S. or wire, something was like that, but I agreed with him. Because now, you can see, when people are fighting, there is a fighting in a state or county, humanitarian aid are the one used to go and give food to these people. Now, the hosting community, they used to join those who run
and come and shelter with the host communities from there. Those who rent will not get the humanitarian aid. Only those the hosting community will be the many people receive. That's why I'm saying now, this case, I don't know how we can address it, because when something happened like fighting, the citizen used to call the angels to come and help, minus call their government who are fighting. This is why I'm saying for us in Western Equatoria, we used to depend on agriculture. When you do agriculture, the food which appear in the garden, it cannot affect your heart. Something that they are bringing outside with the chemical, my brother, those who are seeing outside, this and this. This is the effect of this food. And last year, we had the means which was entered.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Peace Boy. We lost you, but we have heard your point and your contribution to the program. Let's get only one more of your contributions. Radio Miraya.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Ageo Mobof, Ageo from Western Baragizale State.
Yes, Ageo, welcome.
Wow, Nar, wow, Mabinum.
But these days, wow, it's very cool in the evening. and hot during the daytime.
Yeah.
Welcome, Ageo.
I appreciate the topic, the topic of discussion. You know, this humanitarian support has created a lot of problems to the citizens of this country. Others became lazy because they know they will be given food by humanitarian organizations. Others also cause problems and run to the POCs so that they are given food.
Free food.
In the camp. Yes, free food in the camp.
Which you also got.
Yes. And others also feel like there's no need for them to work to cultivate, because even this cultivation needs lots of energy. It also needs time. It also needs time. And it needs a lot of effort in order for you to cultivate. So as a result, they don't need to waste time. They thought it is time wasting. And as a result, they have to make sure they cause chaos, they create problems, then may result into fighting, and they run to the POC. So I really request our government, I call upon our government, to provide security to the citizen, so that whoever is refusing or whoever is creating chaos or problems and run to the POC will definitely be forced to come out of the POC and survive by his own.
Because,
like during 1980s to 1990s, when there was no UN in this country, people were living a better life. You see, when there was no UN, when there was nothing like salary, like dollars, you see, we were in the village cultivating, and the life was so cheap. And the life was also good during that time, I remember. You see, so people cultivate, and they depend on what they have cultivated. You see? We don't mind about money, we don't mind about UN, dollars, and many other things. Compared to the, if we compare that life of those days to the current life is really very tough and difficult to cope up for a normal citizen to cope up with. So I can see even those who are in the village, they wanted to force themselves to live a life.
All right. All right. Again, let's keep it there now, because we have only a few minutes to the top of the hour. We are going for the news in Arabic, and possibly we have some more time to converse there after the news.
I'll get back.
Thank you so much for all your inputs into the program, and we do appreciate your time and your contributions. We have a few more minutes to 8 p.m. We'll be having our news in Arabic, and then thereafter we'll have to come back and have more conversations. That will take us up to 9 p.m. Stay there with us, and please don't go away from your video.
All right.
Very good evening to all of you once again, and welcome once again to the Chai Talks of the Community Conversation Show on 101 Radio Miraya. And so we have come now 20 minutes after of 8 p.m. We have 40 more minutes of intense conversation, where we discuss how communities are coping up without foreign aid or humanitarian assistance.
رايت مستمعين راديو ميرايا في كل مكان 20 دقيقة بعد الساعة 8 مرحبا لفترة ثانية لبرنامج بيتانا والليلة نحن جينا كيش برنامج مهم وبرنامج بخصنا كلنا سودانيين وأمين جنوبين في جنوب السودان نقول عن مساعدات الإنسانية اللي حصل في مقاطعات واللي في محلات فيه مشاكل حسي بقى مساعدات الإنسانية اللي بقى ما في كيف جنوبين مثلا بقدر وقف بنفسهم عشان من ما بتمت لمساعدات الإنسانية ده وقبل كان في فترة الأول أن يعني استقبلوا جزء من تليفونات وكان في ناس قونس بينه لازم ناس كده كوريو cultivation is the only solution.
Yes.
So agriculture is the only solution. أنا لسه بقدر وليتكم فرصة تانية تكون بقدر شارك معنا في 0906-1206-7902-0906-7902-0906-8101 أو تبقدر رسل لنا رسالة في 0912-177-1-4-1 بقدر جيبتا طوالي في جو استيديو بتانا تراديو مرايا ويتبكون جزء من برنامج بتانا
Yes, let's go on radio مرايا radio مرايا Yes
Hello,
نعم منو؟
قاسم من مدير مالكال
قاسم من مالكال قاسم فضل طوالي
إن شاء الله كويسين الحمد لله
كويسين الحمد لله مالكال كيف؟
مالكان تمام ها هو آخر وجه.
نعم.
إنت عارف يا موجة. البريك الأعمال المثلا إنه عشان الناس يتمر المساعدات المنظمات ده. مش الواحد إنه واحد مش الأمن.
أمني.
الأمن لو متوفر يا أمن لو أقوم قدر توفر الأمن. لكن في السودان يعني الناس كله عايز.
ناس مستأكل.
خيار ثاني. هذا الشغل لكن الأمن بيجي مشكلة لأنه يعني ممكن تفعل لك مهارة تزرع في خلا. ويجيك ناس مصلين يجي يطلب في زراعة بتاعك يا مشكلة أنا خايفين على ذلك ممكن تجي هم لك جنينة في المحل لكن مش الهماء بتاعك ما في لأن أكون مزار ما بعمل ووصلها مشتت في يدي الناس يا مشكلة يا قاعد هم اللي صار إنه زول شغل بزراعة بتاعته لكن الناس اللي زرع جو شنو يكون وقاعدين في هنا ويساعدهم لكن لو أمن فيه ما بزول فاضل هنا حتى لو أكون مزار ما بزول بكون فاضل المهية لأنه حاجة في شغل في يدك ده هي تأكثر منه بأكثر إذا أدبي أولي له وأتلقى غورو شكل من مية بتاعك من مية بنتظر في لمدة 30 يوم لكن حاجة بتطلع ده بتطلع في مية ده ممكن تطلع في يوم واحد بس صعب بتاعك خلاص واي يا
طيب alright
أنا أكون متعنا خليه وفلان عملي حاجة بكون كويس إن شاء الله
إن شاء الله شكرا قاسم لمشاركة بتاعك
alright let's go on radio مرايا radio مرايا yes
yes مرايا
نعم
Moyo means my heart in Kiswahili.
Exactly, and that is what it means. Welcome to the community conversations, particularly the Chai Talks, yes.
Yeah, call me Ustaz Jandio from WOW.
Yes, Ustaz from WOW.
Yes,
Ustaz.
This is my first time to let my phone reach there.
Thank you. Have you been a beneficiary of the humanitarian food particularly, or humanitarian assistance in general?
I have never tested any assistance.
Everybody's saying they have never tested this assistance. Who?
I have never tested any assistance.
All right. But now the question remains. I mean, how do committees then cope up with this reducing or not even available anymore, this humanitarian aid?
Anyway, some of the callers, they have already put the point. It is like if the people are not there, we will live without UN. As this Genya is saying that Dolar Arja Beledak. UN also, they have right to go back to their place because we have been living without UN before. Like 2000 downward, we were living without this UN. But now the problem is insecurity. If people are free from this insecurity, we can cultivate. Up to now, people are facing challenges, people are fighting, yet some people, they can go to the bushes, clearing their bushes, and then they can get something to eat. So the problem is insecurity. Plus this issue of dollar. Even there in the villages now, people are raising their product. You have a cow, you sell it highly. you have some dura or you have ground it, you sell it highly because of dollar. And this dollar is also coming from this UN. Let them go to that place. Thank you.
Thank you for your contribution, Reggio Miraya. Good evening.
Even to you.
Yes, your name and where are you calling from?
This is Mark from Gudele.
Yes, Mark. Welcome to Reggio Miraya Chai's talk of the community conversation.
Yes, let me speak in Arabic so that my people can even hear.
Wasil tawali.
Yes.
I finance kitira ma basma English liano munya na salka kuisin algiri kurujuzato. So haja alkuis le anna fijunubi ni ubes zira lakin aslan yan tirigata zira de ubes mashakile aga abala lakin anagul akuma kedefu kir esendamolo tiriga kef umundi kutunas esendi kuruju kedu mwenye wajifukalamu tamashakil nimiritumi UN zato u anagaino debiga zato ya oge karabu bagibele liani UN kan fi naskul biga kutu identumu nifigisim gala akil fi akiri UN zato kiririja esen enata nasi bifata asa yala aliwara bi rabade mabarufu gala aja fisi rangi kuruju au miki nifi hajati gama ulube ida gala hajati gama kuluma jana bade nasku barde kan mafi ya lebi tabu nas kide rija fizira kantiriga mafi sen nas biro kuruju bara akuma kidamu tiriga ya bahar kidamu le jam ndijesu
naam
na kul biro fi taraf bahar kidan ne saka nas alder mashakil kidumu namu mashakil mun anna
du taraf fizira. Taraf bahar de bitim kula nas
taraf bahar de bitim anna ndo bahar ende na rivers kubar fi sa sudan in kitir
kaban ende na keran
ande na keran wadilana kuria, wadilana tirap, nasikide kuruju. Anna jazine sendu kuruju. Leano, motoro kanigine nzil, yanufi tanda, musu tanda stone, gigi kore, nasikini ingi njoye moya. Aligituru durbe, silatu mwenkedumo ingi ndurubu. Anna tanda aldere mutu fizara, kena anna mutu fizara. Anna mazi hiniseda, anna bruwa mutu fi, POC, akarekada anna mutu fizara, zira, seni yali bahayinu.
Tame. Right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Belmushara Katina Tualifi Hassan Mbuduo. Bode Mroya.
Hello, I am very happy to enter in a boat.
Yes.
Your name?
Anthony James from Wau.
Anthony James from Wau. Anthony Sharek Mana Tawali.
Shukran Jaziran wa Tarkhair Kuma. Barnami Beta Mahun Sidi. Ayel fi anina ad-dawlatna dawla ghaniya. Bazira. Zawahid.
Ismail.
الامن من اهم حاجه امن لوفي ولا نين بنظره دواي اثنين اشاري عشان يودي من هنا من واو هنا لحد كافيه جنج يودي لحد اخر وقت جميع اتجاهات بتاعت الدوله عشان المزارين دول ينقلوا بدايه بتاعهم يجيبوا في السوق ميل الفوق السوق Kari mafi, amni mafi. Ana kanziret tamati msaki, idogrungu. Ashan nijibu, baafi nfisika. Daraba, kudura, hajadel. Ma muzarin dar shari, wal muzari dar amni. Malish, dehu albarnami zeda. Sayyid al-Rahim. Al-Rahim. Dr. John Garang de Mavior, Zaman, County Region Congress, Moyamabu, Gala Haja, Barnaham, Tada Dola, Shari, U Health, Mustashwa, U Talim. Getalata Ajado Zakaru. Yani Shari, Hukatau, Awelde, U Mustashwa, Nimre Itnen, U Talim, Nimra Talata, Mamin Farak. Shukran jaziran wa katarkhirkum muda musama bitaiba ziyaka.
Naam.
Shukran ala musharaka bitaka.
Yes, Radio Miraya, good evening. Miraya?
Miraya.
Naam.
The network cut me off before. This is Gabriel Mawale Rumbek.
Yes, Gabriel.
I was raising the issue of prisoners.
Naam.
Our government is wasting a lot of money feeding the prisoners.
Hmm.
And these prisoners, they are supposed to be brought out to cultivate their food for their own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these men will relax to do other issues within our country.
Mm.
The issue of the humanitarian is making us dull as a nation. They are giving us food, they are giving us money. We will not be creative in mind.
Mm.
So they are supposed even to go away, like that we remain with anger. The issue of insecurity, people are talking insecurity. We are not fighting with Uganda or even Congo or what. We are the one killing ourselves. Whom do we expect to come and give us security, full security? What if you Mori Jacob, you put down your gun, me, I put down my gun. Do you think that we will continue fighting? Our politicians, they have already read our mind. What is our mind? As Sudanese, what do we like? We like only war. We don't like to develop ourselves. We don't love ourselves. This is the chance they use, you and me, to kill ourselves.
Mm.
What if we all spread that we should have to refrain ourselves from all this negative killing of ourselves? What if later on other countries raise up against us? What are we supposed to do? All these mess, they are in our own hand. The suffering of hunger, the insecurity, it is within our own hand. That's how Sudanese.
Mm.
Let's put down the gun.
Tape.
All right. Stop. We should not even follow a politician who is even killing us.
All right.
Gabriel. The hunger, we have to cultivate our own.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your contribution. Radio Miraya, good evening.
Good evening, Miraya.
Yes, good evening. Your name and where are you calling from?
Aguer Francis in Awil.
Yes, Aguer from Awil. Aguer, you're welcome.
Thank you, Biola Elias.
Naam.
You know what? Our country is a very rich country, and those with a lot of natural resources that can benefit the citizen without foreign aid. But our country has been failed by the politics that is being played by our leaders, and that has resulted into us, the South Sudanese, relying on foreign assistance, which should not be the case.
Mm-hmm.
I call upon our leaders to rebuild how they are playing their politics and at least to give us a feast so that we, the citizens of this country, can go about the bushes and whatever and the forest that we call South Sudan as a budget land, that we can go and carry out our activities, and at the end of the day we will come out with something that is valuable and something that can attain our families, our brothers and sisters. But now, because there is fighting in places where the places which are considered to be food basket of South Sudan, the like of Western Equatorial State, and the countries that are endowed with the rivers and holding the like of the Afanai regions, these are the places that are supposed to be drinking a lot of peach and whatever sorghum from Western Equatoria and all this. But now they are the countries, they are the places with the major conflict in South Sudan.
Right.
So South Sudanese citizens can cope without foreign aid when there is durable peace in our country. Thank you.
Thank you too for that insight. Radio Miraya, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Al Khair. Alhamdulillah. Sharik maana maana munu?
James.
Yes, James, Fadal Tawali.
So what I can say, from what I can say this evening, one, we need to love ourselves. Two, we need to avoid target ourselves. Okay?
How do you mean by that?
Yeah, there was some, maybe if I go there in the bush, in the Surah, in the garden, I don't want someone to come from there, ask me, who are you by the way?
And what this are you doing here?
Yeah, this is total, we are targeting ourselves, this is what I mean. Here, we need the road. Our government should focus on the road. For Viola, it was happened last year,
Yes.
Hello? Hi. We people of South Sudan, we really love ourselves, but not here in South Sudan.
Mm.
If you go somewhere there in Uganda, Congo, Kenya, you see, if you say I'm a South Sudanese, even that one there will not mention where are you from, which state, not the South Sudanese. We really love ourselves outside there.
No.
Why we are here? Huh? You know what? Why am I saying this one? Huh? In the border between Kenya and South Sudan, in Torit, we went there last year. We entered a certain restaurant. We eat. We almost spent $5. Look at this. And out of that, only one person who cleared the bill. Look at this. Why not here in South Sudan? The same hard we need to. We the same hard we allow ourselves outside there. Why not we do it the same here also in South Sudan here? You see? But when we outside, we allow ourselves. Now when we come inside, here in our country, we start target this so and so, Mr. A from this side, Mr. B from this side, which is bad.
No. All right. Thank you so much for your insightful comments. We do appreciate that so much on this conversation. Let's go on to have some of your contributions. Radio Miraya. Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, Viola.
Yes, good evening.
Evening. How are you guys?
We are good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. You are connecting to Ben Wilson Wall.
Wilson, from where?
I'm calling from Tarwen, Borealist County, Warabi State.
Welcome to the show.
You know, when we talk of humanitarian assistance, Moya Jacob, the humanitarian assistance that are given to people of South Sudan, it is not people of South Sudan who go and beg that we need humanitarian assistance. The problem starts from the current government. I don't want to target anybody, but I have to generalize it. Because if the government failed, the citizens have a right to talk. Because it is the failure of the government that made people of South Sudan rely on humanitarian. Like, for example, when you look at most of the places where humanitarian assistance are rendered, you may see that it is those areas where there is fighting going on, like in Upper Nile. We talk of part of Equatoria, and then some parts of Bahr al-Ghadal. Like when we talk of Waraf, you may see that it is only part of Tony, where there are communal conflicts. These are the areas which humanitarians always target.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is security in the country, nobody will even want to rely on such assistances. Like in some area now where there is instability, they cultivate by themselves, and this cultivation may extend their life.
Mm-hmm.
So our request, President, always goes to the government. But what shall we do? Because people have been talking since 2013, when this useless war started. For us, we, the regular callers, sometimes we call, and sometimes people even abandon themselves. But me, sometimes I don't even call. Why it is? Because citizens are harsh, you know, to contribute to such programs. As to what shall the government do for us to at least get a chance of coming out from
Otherwise, we have had your contributions. We do thank you so much for contributing to this conversation. Let's have more of these opinions. Radio Mbiraya?
Hello.
Yes. From Tore Payam. Welcome to Radio Mbiraya's community conversations, particularly the Chai Talks.
My concern is that
yes,
the UN Sahara is supporting people.
Come again.
You are supporting people bring a lot of laziness.
And so, what are you saying by that?
ajal ana kana gasto ana der support ani support na da ajal de ya o hajal gibu kusal le jino gin
naam
diano masala ni sa bucho de apona de dar ki akel kem gana haya vitumon besi yo mutelekin derwa sharaf min yuen sara sokol mas ajal na deru ka jino bin ne na der amin akuma kada ku amni al tamam sef security al bukut nas bu door free u bag der kuruj le bad bi to mon diano kalamat bi ta sapat sapat de bu kibu kaslan ki tir fi junubu bu din masakra
kalas kwais shukran jisilan bel mushirakat bardo hina twalifi asal mudofi barnamij radio miraya
hi jacob
yes good evening
I was almost going to fail
How were you almost going to fail?
Ah, my time is going.
Well, I mean, you are here. We still have a couple of minutes ahead of us.
Yes, connected with Ustas Levy from Maridi.
Ustas Levy, don't also tell us that you never benefited from the humanitarian assistance.
Our story in Western Equatoria is a bit different.
How is it different?
Yeah, for us here, we are not depending on the foods, but what we need here, what we used to get here is seeds and maybe some educational materials and medication.
And that's all humanitarian assistance.
Correct. But for food, definitely for us here, our soil, let me tell you this story and maybe you will not even believe.
Go on, please.
Yes. Like now in Western Equatoria, especially, let me say, the whole of 2024, We did not get any salary for 2024. And coming to 2025, we only got the one for January and February, only 2 months in 2025. And up to now we are living well and we are even working. Imagine. Yeah, this is because we are very, very independent and our soil is rich, is helping us, and we are moving ahead. With or without any help from outside, we are going ahead.
Naam. All right. So thank you so much, Ustaz Bel Musharakat Bardo here to all on our conversation. Radio Miraya. Thank you so much, Ustaz Bel Musharakat Bardo here to all. Miraya. Let's go and get more. Radio Miraya.
Hello, Radio Miraya.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Good evening to you. How are you, my dear?
I am okay. How are you doing?
We are doing well. It's Milo Milo from Maridi.
Yes, Milo Milo from Maridi. Milo Milo, welcome.
Thank you very much for the topic that you brought for us this evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Ita ino ako abdata ana bonusu kalam kida. Topic ita mjibu the topic action kalis.
Shukran.
Al-muskila bitana ta junubin ita biligo ana na arabi kuru kore mako badbuko na kalasa na gigumu kumu yal bitaya na grafi POC. Then they bijibu, they that bijibu laziness. They bijibu laziness cup. Ana kore kore mako betaya ma ana sakila mako betaya belet betaya ni ana bugumo ana baraf belet betan si belet ani o badbukora ina kamana na bada kore kore kamana kana kamana kisakila PSC. Then what is the reason of going to PSC? They agi create lana laziness ketir fi junub Sudan ni lana aja soker ana kijara PSC. Then PSC na zato mafaja koi salta bangolo ita bigeni la dishar betan babi ita ma baraf belet betan gita bukefu belet betan gish kefu. So this ajali UN bamulo iyazola PSC de kulu ya jawara kan si ato kelu mun kulu jawara kan de anagi su fitrap wala anagi su men anakulu is mo mun sawa lanu de gato ya bijule na laziness
naam
yes then bajaja taninde dura tamama na der security kan na der security reja ku na kulu bi reja fi zira dura tamama na bi tamam
shukran milo milo min meridi kerenna shilu mukalama tani radio miraya good evening
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Manam no darib min wen?
Ma Butrus min Rumbek.
Butrus min Rumbek. Butrus sharik mana tawali?
La barnaamij kum kwez al mishkila btana fi jinub Sudan. Awwal haja naz ma bitamu bil ziraa u gal naz itamu le naz UN. Al ziraa mishkila al amni. Amni ma mustagir biha mishkila. Asla dhali li mu'min al mu'atmin. Akum ilim al lasila min al mu'atmin. Yizol indu sila ili mu'minu. بعد ذلك نازي فكروا يزروا أنا أسأل السلاح هايم في جنوب السودان يا مشكلة استقرار ما في يا أكبر مشكلة كبيرة أقوم يعمل ترتيبات وبعد ذلك نازي يقدر يزروا
كانوا في ولايه بتاعنا في الزراعه هنا الزراعه ده مهم شديد. الفومه قبل بتاعنا ده قال الزراعه يا عم مهم الناس يزرعوا عشان هي زول يعتمد على الزراعه وياكل من العجل اللي بزرع منه ده. وعامل مستسلم معناته الناس المواطن بقدر يزرع ما بيتم له يو ان.
نعم.
يا هو ده الهدف الحكومه يساهموا في الميشيل ده يقدر يهل العصبه ده يجمعوا من المواطنين ويشوف ناس يعملوا شنو ناس يزرعوا.
نعم.
ما نتم للقواعد.
شكرا للمشاركه بتاعك. رجل مرايا جود ايفنينج.
يس.
ما قال استاذ سبيكر يمني
استاذ. يا ويلكم تو ذا بروجرام.
انا المهم بعرف اسماكم انتم في الاستوديو اسف منهم ولا ما يعرفوا.
في مويو جاكوب فيليكس وفي فيولا الياس.
فيولا الياس.
يس.
مولي منو؟
مويو جاكوب
يلا دار اقولك شنو.
نعم.
تعرف بشكل كل الحاصل في جنوب السودان والاعتماد بتاعنا المنظمات والشنوذ ده كله برجع لنا هنا. اولا ليه عدم استتاب الامن. إذا كان في أمن يعني أي مزارة بإزراء زي موداين كويس لكن أمن ما في يعني كل زول خايف يمشي إزراء ويجيوا ناس مسلحين يخوفوا ما يجوا هنا واحد.
نعم.
أنا كل مكان برئاسة السيد الرئيس سلمى كيرمايار ديت أنه ينزل سلام من أيدي كل المواطنين ويخلينا عايشين وزراء من الأسلحة لأن السلاح ده ما حاجة بسيط وهذا حاجة مشكلة كبيرة لنا. واحد اثنين نمرة ثلاثة يخلي الحكومة يوفر للمواطنين الآليات بتاع الزراعة عشان يقدروا يزرعوا ويشتغلوا لأنه
معليش
كده نشيل مكالمة تاني. راديو مرايا جود ايفنينج.
معليش كده نشيل مكالمة تاني. راديو مرايا جود ايفنينج.
هلو.
يس هلو جود ايفنينج. اي فضل طوالي معنا منو دارب بن وين
اوكي دمرا.
اي فضل طوالي معنا منو
ان ممكن ننسى الصوت بتاع الراديو تاكسان ممكن
انا بعد راسمتها
معك استيلا من تومبرا.
استيلا من تومبرا. استيلا فضل طوالي مرحب لبرنامج بتاعنا.
اي برنامج يا فتمام.
نعم شارك معنا طوالي.
والله برنامج ديك كويس خالص والله كلام بتاع كروج ده كمان ده كلام تمام جدا ناس الفضل في تي او سي ده
Alright, Stella mungkin tabadra mara tani la anu shabaga bitak ma kwes. Radio Miraya, good evening.
How are you?
I am doing okay. How are you?
I'm good.
Your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Upper Nile. I'm called Peter.
Peter from Upper Nile. Yes, Peter, welcome.
Yes, your program is very good. But I'm crying for the peace and security from our government, our leader, so that I go and dig. Without security and peace, I cannot go and dig. I cannot even feed my family. Peace and security is in the hand of our leader and the government. I'm crying for the peace.
Mm-hmm.
They are appointed by God. They have the responsibility. They have to do something for the citizen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We have a few more chances for you to join us as we wind up the program shortly. Radio Mariah, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes.
Maulana Banimini Maridi.
Yes, Maulana.
Shukran Sari. Aeto jivlana yan topic al tamam kala se nas bi discuss fo.
Mara beg to wali.
Aya sen nano arabo gol zede haja be sit ma haja tan al kabira. Taban mutugasim betale isim so ta aradi ta sa Sudan do fi mutugasim bara fi mahal fi. Fi haja be intaj fo go fi baj mala tan haja ma bi intaj fo. Lana be kalim tede sen nano de jata northern part of South Sudan el mal dag de semi desert. Sometimes tabelgu malat and the desert coming. They aule al bijibu mushakil fogo maf rigata nas babul mazrul mazrul dag de ile derlo hayat alle bokun artificial nas bi stakal fogo
nam
ai selan le na bamul zere fogo selan filas garin ta basa fitiya beta northern part of South Sudan. De lan shunu turab hagum de rabona gashim baraw ulena la south part of South Sudan ofi baraw fi juz min mahal fogo yanta belgo mahal manyua dag de naturally yala badini ofi mahal al fi part South Sudan even for like Eastern Bank is also semi desert haja de mabinaja fogo lakin we as a greater equatoria, our place is a rainforest. Then Tejata eastern or Mazede. Yala Badef Deata northern part of South Sudan, or Maldak those low sub, they are fair and Nasgi Korefogo. Yala Kul Mushila don't mean Akuma, Lamakana, Akuma Kama Bam, no Kalama Deline, around Takal Hajadakan, Nasma Begder Kurfi Kalam Takil, Jiblan Hajatal Kifaya Kanbukun
Kuru. All right.
Yes, lakin haja al-kabu de abaga mushkila baga min amini min shunu haja derinde ma terega umo be hawil fi part seed asago gum no mo na kosh lakin part seed de magay gum.
All right. Kwa shukran jishilan bel musharakatu walina fi barnamij. And let's take a few of the messages on Facebook. And we started with James Ruey Majoka. You are actually writing questions, but unfortunately, we were unable to be joined by our guest here in the studio who would have answered your questions. But thank you so much for your contributions. Gabriel Mead Ruey Majoka from Bentiu Town saying communities, they have been actually facing so many challenges, making them to flee to other countries and such safety places. For instance, one of the challenges that communities face right now is political incitement of citizens against each community, especially in this current situation. So our communities are now running and facing demise of good services, health services particularly nowadays. So humanitarian assistance continue to become limited to support our local communities because they don't see a much good security from the government. In addition, we should need to have good security within our country so there will be no more political violence. Thank you so much for your concerns. And then Dr. Achan Majok is writing saying foreign assistance concern. It has been a while without hard working. Again, since humanitarian assistance has been accepted to be the best option, otherwise we already develop our agriculture and support our economic growth early if we stand upright and accept working together for better future of our country. No need for us to cry a lot. We must leave war aside and work for our own lives together. Thank you so much. Deng Aruop is saying, foreign assistance, if I say foreign assistance are the reasons why our suffering becomes cancerous, there would be people labeling me as biased. The AIDS are the reasons why there's no improvement in most African countries, more especially South Sudan. Now, imagine the resources we are having. Even food is freely produced in forests. And fish is absolutely free. Animals are wild animals. No animal conservation units in place. This means food is very free in my country. Remember, it's only some parts in Equatoria where underground waters are salty, but and still the water is extremely free. Otherwise, thank you so much for all your contributions right this evening on to this edition of the Chai Talks of the Community Conversation Show on 101 Radio Miroya.
Right, Beda, jina le nihayat barnamij la anu fadalena 5 dagiga le saa 9 wa anna bugu shukran le nasa le tasulu wa shariku maana fi barnamij wa shukran le nasa al kaman itasulu wa rasul le na risala fi abrad Facebook bitana ta Radio Miraya anna bu dileta kum shukran kileta kum join anna yoma le thnene fi Women's Talk wa anna bonusu an gender equality fi yambio.
Yes, and you know, for decades, conflict denied community stability, and people could not farm, people could not rebuild homes or raise livestock safely, so they depended on relief. But now aid is reducing, and the most important step is reducing conflict, resolving disputes, and engaging in meaningful dialogue, because no community can actually be self-reliant in the middle of conflict. So when communities choose dialogue over violence, they create a space to rebuild and stand on their feet. Until we meet again on Monday, like Viola said, for another episode of the Community Conversation Show on 101 Radio Miraya. My name is Moyo Jacob Felix.
And I am Viola Elias wa Lenusuan. Call us on Monday. Be part of the program. Like I said earlier, we are going to allocate one line specifically for you for your contribution during that program.